Why do some people get static shocks more often? Have you ever reached for a doorknob and suddenly felt a sharp zap? While nearly everyone experiences static electricity occasionally, some people seem to get shocked far more often than others. Dry air, clothing, footwear, and skin moisture all influence how easily electrical charge accumulates. But from the perspective of traditional Chinese medicine, susceptibility may also reflect differences in a person's constitution, particularly how the body circulates qi and blood and maintains adequate fluids. Chen Hsien Hung, a TCM practitioner at Hanyutang Chinese Medicine Clinics in Taiwan and a contributor to the Epoch Times, said people who frequently experience static shocks tend to fall into three TCM patterns. Recognizing the accompanying signs, he said, can help determine which approach may be most appropriate. Why static shocks happen? Static electricity builds up when friction, such as clothing rubbing against the body or shoes moving across flooring, creates an imbalance of electrical charge. Dr. Chinwei Ti, a member of the American Academy of Dermatology and a physician at Belles Clinic in Taiwan, told the Epoch Times that moisture normally helps electrical charge dissipate. When the air and skin become very dry, particularly during winter, charge can accumulate more easily. Touching a conductive object such as a metal doorknob then causes the accumulated charge to discharge suddenly, producing the familiar zap. Clothing and footwear also matter. Certain fabrics can generate more static through friction, while rubber-soled shoes can insulate the body and allow charge to accumulate. TCM does not dispute these environmental factors. Instead, it looks at why dryness and related discomfort may be more pronounced in some people than others. Three TCM patterns link to frequent static shocks. TCM views the body as an interconnected system in which qi, blood, yin, and body fluids work together to nourish tissues and maintain normal function. According to Chen Hsien Hung, frequent static shocks may be more noticeable in people with poor circulation or insufficient nourishment and fluids. These imbalances can be divided into three broad patterns. Pattern 1, blood stasis due to qi stagnation. In TCM, qi refers to the body's vital energy and the functional activity that helps maintain normal physiological processes. When qi does not flow smoothly, blood circulation may also become sluggish, a pattern known as qi stagnation and blood stasis. People fitting this pattern may have a dull or sallow complexion, chest tightness, low mood, or a sense of emotional constraint. Women may also experience painful menstruation or menstrual blood clots. For daily care, gentle movement, such as walking barefoot on grass, may help promote circulation. Adequate hydration is also essential. Daily fluid intake can be estimated based on body weight, at approximately 0.45 fluid ounces per pound. For example, an adult weighing 110 pounds would require roughly 50 fluid ounces of water per day. Dietary recommendations include moderate intake of foods that help promote circulation or provide gentle nourishment, such as rose, safflower, and wood ear mushrooms. Rose and safflower tea. Rose and safflower tea is traditionally used to promote circulation, what TCM describes as moving qi and invigorating blood, helping ease patterns of stagnation linked to poor blood flow. Ingredients: 0.2 ounces dried rose petals, 3 to 5 strands saffron, 17 fluid ounces hot water. Instructions: place the rose petals and saffron in the hot water, and let them steep for about 5 minutes before drinking. Note, rose and safflower tea is not recommended for women during menstruation or pregnancy. Acupressure. Regular massage of the following acupoints can help promote the flow of qi and blood. Joining valley, located on the back of the hand, in the depression between the first and second metacarpal bones, toward the index finger. Bigger penetrating, located on the top of the foot, in the depression slightly above the space between the first and second metatarsal bones. Pattern 2, blood and yin deficiencies. A second group may experience dryness together with signs of insufficient nourishment. In TCM, blood does more than circulate through vessels. It is also considered a substance that nourishes tissues. Yin represents the body's cooling, moisturizing, and nourishing functions. When blood and yin are deficient, people may experience pale lips or nails, dizziness, dry skin, fatigue, and cold hands and feet. In addition to maintaining adequate hydration, soaking the feet or taking warm baths during the winter months can help promote blood circulation and improve cold hands and feet. Dietary recommendations include moderate intake of foods that replenish bodily fluids and nourish the blood, such as red dates, longan, and cherries. Red dates can be eaten fresh or dried and are traditionally used to support blood health. Longan and red date tea. Longan and red date tea is commonly used to replenish energy and fluids. In TCM, it helps tonify blood and support yin, particularly for those who feel fatigued or tend to feel cold. Ingredients: 5 dried longan, 5 red dates, 0.1 ounces goji berries, 17 fluid ounces water. Instructions: rinse ingredients, place in a pot, and add the water. Bring to a boil, then remove from heat and let steep for approximately 15 minutes before drinking. Acupressure. Regular massage of the following acupoints can help support circulation and nourishment. 3 yin meeting, located on the inner side of the lower leg, approximately 4 finger widths above the inner ankle, just behind the inner border of the tibia. Yin mound spring, located on the inner side of the lower leg, in the depression just below the knee, along the inner border of the tibia. Pattern 3, fluid deficiency. For some people, dryness itself is the dominant feature. TCM uses the term body fluids to describe fluids that moisten and nourish the skin, mouth, throat, joints, and other tissues. When these fluids become insufficient, a person may experience dry skin, dry mouth and throat, thirst, or other signs of dryness. Some may also experience night sweats or sensations of heat in the palms and soles. Dietary recommendations include foods that nourish bodily fluids and alleviate dryness, such as lily bulb, Ophiopogon japonicus, and pear. Ophiopogon japonicus is considered cooling in nature and may not be suitable for people who are sensitive to cold. Lily bulb and ophiopogon tea. Lily bulb and ophiopogon tea is traditionally used to relieve dryness and support hydration. In TCM terms, it nourishes yin and helps generate fluids, making it suitable for symptoms like dry mouth, throat, or skin. Ingredients: 0.35 ounces lily bulb, 0.35 ounces ophiopogon japonicus, 17 fluid ounces hot water. Instructions: place ingredients in a pot with hot water and steep for approximately 5 minutes before drinking. Acupressure. Regular massage of the following acupoints can help support fluid balance. Greater stream, located on the inner side of the foot, in the depression between the inner ankle and the Achilles tendon. Bubbling spring, located on the sole of the foot, in the depression that forms when the foot is flexed, approximately 1/3 of the distance from the toes to the heel, along a line extending from the space between the second and third toes. Simple ways to reduce static buildup. Regardless of TCM constitution, reducing the conditions that allow static electricity to accumulate is important. Using a humidifier during dry weather, moisturizing the skin regularly, and choosing less static-prone clothing can help. Staying adequately hydrated is also important for overall health and normal skin function. These measures can be combined with TCM approaches according to an individual's pattern. When it may be more than static electricity. Frequent static shocks are usually related to environmental conditions, clothing, footwear, and dry skin rather than disease. However, persistent skin dryness can sometimes accompany conditions such as hypothyroidism or diabetes. More importantly, sensations that feel like electric shocks may not actually be static electricity. If tingling, burning, pins and needles, or shock-like sensations occur without contact with another object, they may represent neurological causes, including peripheral neuropathy, nerve compression, or certain nutrient deficiencies, and persistent or unexplained symptoms should be evaluated by a health professional.